Thanks, Julie. Welcome, everyone, to the gallery. It's great to see you here. The photographs that surround you in both rooms tonight were all made by the late Australian photographer Carol Jerrams. The photographs come from the collection of the National Gallery of Australia, which holds a vast archive of prints and negatives that relate to Jerrams' short but highly significant career. Jerrams was born in Melbourne in 1949 and studied photography at Peran Technical College under Paul Cox and Athol Smith between 1967 and 1970. Although she practiced as an artist for only a decade, Jerrams has acquired a celebrated place in the annals of Australian photography. Her reputation is based on her compassionate, formerly striking pictures, her intimate connection with the people involved in social movements of the day, and her role in the promotion of art photography in this country. Jerrams was one of a number of Australian women whose work during the 1970s challenged the dominant ideas on what a photographer was and how they worked. She adopted a collaborative approach to making photographs, which often featured friends and associates, and sought a photographic practice that would bring about social change. Just as words change the world, so could photographs. For Jerrams, as for many of her contemporaries, the photograph was an agent of social change, a means of bringing people together, and of creating active and engaged social relationships. As she said, "I really like people. I try to reveal something about people because they are so separate, so isolated. Maybe it's a way of bringing people together. I care about people. I'd like to help them if I could through my photographs." On the face of it, one of the clearest demonstrations of Jerrams' notion of photography as an agent of social change is a book of Australian photographs, a book of Australian women, photographs of which are presented on the wall directly behind me here and in the case. A Book of Australian Women was released in 1974 by fledgling Fitzroy-based publishers Outback Press. The book brought together Jerrams with the young journalist Virginia Fraser in a collaboration of photographer and journalistic writer that had its roots in 1930s America, but which remains highly unusual in this country. In spite of its unusual place in the history of Australian photography and journalism, A Book of Australian Women is one of the most important photographically illustrated books to have been published in Australia. Its story tells us a lot about the way that politics and culture in this country have engaged the subject of Australian women over the last 40 years. The book was one of a number of texts published by Outback Press that brought together young Australian writers and photographers. Also in 1974, Outback released Into the Hollow Mountain, a portrait of the inner city suburb of Fitzroy. Into the Hollow Mountain juxtaposed photographs by Carol Jerrams' good friend and fellow Peran Tech graduate Robert Ashton with essays and poems by a range of writers, including Helen Garner and Mark Gillespie, to produce an at once highly poetic and politically charged account of one of the centres of working class and Indigenous Melbourne. Outback Press was established by Maurice Schwartz, Colin Talbot, Fred Milgram and Mark Gillespie in 1973 to publish fiction, poetry and non-fiction by Australian writers. Its formation coincided with the early days of the Whitlam government, from which it benefited greatly in the form of funding and a new policy agenda for Australia. Indeed, A Book of Australian Women was supported by a grant from the Literature Board of Whitlam's recently established Australia Council for the Arts, was launched in Sydney by Elizabeth Reid, the federal government's newly appointed women's advisor, and was released a year before International Women's Year. It was one of a number of titles published by Outback that highlighted practice by Australian women. In 1975, Outback published Kate Jennings' vast and now iconic anthology of poems by Australian women, Mother, I'm Rooted, which went on to sell over 10,000 copies. So these were heady days for Australian women, and there was clearly a lot of support for publishing material on the subject. This is the context within which A Book of Australian Women was produced, and even if its reception indicates that the Australian public had not yet caught up with the federal government's policy agenda, it still did well. While the book is said to have sold well, however, reviewers of the book took it to task for focusing too heavily on a skewed representation of Australian women. "Where are the mums?" Melbourne's Herald newspaper asked when it reviewed the book. There were plenty of photographs of mums in the book, actually. Sorry, can you just go back? The book presented 131 photographs by Jerrems alongside transcripts of interviews conducted and edited by Fraser, to the extent of creating a collective portrait of Australian women at a time of great social and political aspiration. The photographs were sequenced and arranged on the page by Jerrems and printed in three sections on a low-grade glossy stock that does little to enhance the pictures, which for the most part replicate the naturalistic documentary character of Fraser's transcripts. These were straight-up photographs of Australian women apparently in charge of their own lives and images. For the most part, the more than 80 women featured in the book were young creative subjects, artists, filmmakers, poets, musicians, writers, etc. This sequence includes on the right, on your right, the young feminist academic Anne Summers. The book also included pictures of young girls, images of which open and close the photographic sequence, and of older women, including portraits of the iconic painter Grace Cossington Smith and the wonderful actress Enid Bosworth Lorimer, whose image is seen alongside that of the emerging star Kate Fitzpatrick in this slide. Perhaps most notably, the book paid attention to the place of Indigenous women in contemporary Australian life, and counted among its subjects are the great poet Kath Walker, or Ujiru as we now know her, members of Redfern's Black Theatre, and women marching with their children as part of 1972's Ningla Ana Black Moratorium marches. As well as celebrating the contribution made by women to contemporary Australian culture, a book of Australian women sought to challenge dominant, prevailing ideas on a determinist relationship between biology and a gendered social and economic identity. As Virginia Fraser noted in her introduction, the pictures and transcripts in the book were intended to reveal, quote, some individual experiences of being a female person in this society dominated by a culture that sees biological gender as a decisive difference between people instead of one aspect of human possibility, a society in which the institutions, traditions, and mythology are defined and controlled by men out of their experience and in their interests, end quote. It is salutary for us tonight to remember these ambitions, stated in 1974. For, as the curator of photographs at the National Gallery of Australia, Gail Newton, noted when she considered this book in 2005, a book of Australian women seems, quote, from a distant planet of past feminist high hopes, energy and enterprises, end quote. On a range of fronts, that planet seems even further away from us today. Thank you, and please enjoy the photographs on the wall.